Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Desha Tarane Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiraye Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Naishtikhi. Today we are continuing to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 13, entitled Raghubhana Converses with Jada Bharata. Text number 12. Kvachit kvachit kshina dhanastu tasmin Shayasanastana vihara dhina Yaschan parat apratilabdha kamaha Prakritya drishtilabhateva maham Kvachit kvachit kshina dhanastu tasmin Shayasanastana vihara dhinaha Yachan parat apratilabdha kamaha Parakya drishtir labhateva manam Kvachit kvachit kshina dhanastu tasmin Shayasanastana vihara dhinaha Yachan parat apratilabdha kamaha Prakritya drishtir labhateva manam Word to word meaning kvachit kvachit. Sometimes. Kshinadanaha. Becoming bereft of all riches. To, but tasmin, in that forest, shaya, of bedding for lying down, asana, of a sitting place, sthana, of a residential house, vihara, of enjoyment with a family, dinaha, being bereft. Yachan, begging, parak, from others, friends and relatives. Apratilabdha kamaha, not getting his desires fulfilled. Parakya drishtihi, becomes greedy for the wealth of others. Labadhe, he obtains. Avamanam, dishonor. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. On the forest of material existence, sometimes a person is without wealth and due to this does not have a proper home, bed or sitting place, nor proper family enjoyment. He therefore goes to beg money from others, but when his desires are not fulfilled by begging, he wants to borrow or steal the property of others. Thus, he is insulted in society. Purport. The principles of beg, borrow or steal are very appropriate in this material world. When one is in want, he begs, borrows or steals. If begging is unsuccessful, he borrows. If he cannot pay, he steals, and when he is caught, he is insulted. This is the law of material existence. No one can live here very honestly. Therefore, by trickery, cheating, begging, borrowing or stealing, one tries to satisfy his senses. Thus, no one in this material world is living peacefully.
Omajnanatmirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmay shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamyam dadati svakadantikam vandeham shri guru shriyuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana rupnatambitam tam sajivanam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Kritamskya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabham Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyah Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
The vision of the conditioned soul that is described when the chapter began is like this. He doesn't see anything that's far away or in the near future. He is focused only on what is beneficial for me now, what can I get now, what can I enjoy now. He is not worried about what is going to be the resultant reactions for all his activities. So it is described as Raja Sattva Tama Sattva Raja Tama Sattva Vibhakta Karma Drik. Results are anyway going to fall under these three categories of goodness, passion and ignorance. So his vision is described as karma drik, focus only on what is available, what is enjoyable, what can I relish now. Doesn't have any vision about what is going to come in the next life, and for that matter what is going to come in this life when I am engaging in sense gratification. And as described in the earlier purports, that the fruits are of three kinds: auspicious, inauspicious and mixed. Goodness, auspicious, inauspicious, ignorance and then mixed. Now the current verse is talking about the inauspicious results of the activities that he had done. He, meaning the living entity, entering the material forest for enjoying. He is now beaten up left, right, center by the material nature. The root cause being the desire to enjoy and gratify one's senses. He has gone to the point of having very high hopes. He will enjoy. He will have nice company of 5 children. who were all given various adjectives. The desires in the heart, how that is causing great pain. The uncontrollable senses. The attitude, mentality and actions of people who are around him, how do they treat him? Some of his actions, thinking that he is going to be happy, thinking that he will get support from his near and dear ones, he asks them for support. Sometimes he gets, sometimes he does not. And when all his plans are failing, he has come to the point where he is now in the street without home, without wealth, Shinadana, becoming bereft of all riches. There is no place to lie down, there is no bed, no place to sit. No residential house. So that person who had dreams of enjoying with nice wife, nice apartment, nice children, nice friends, nice relatives is now in the streets without any bedding, house or family. Now, here is the preaching scenario for all of you. If you are meeting such a person who has been beaten up by this material nature, by all this, he is in the streets, where will you begin? How will you start consoling him? What will you tell? How will you guide him from where he is at this point? What will you give him first? What will you give him next? What sections of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna book will you read out to him so that he gets hope, he gets some enthusiasm, he can start acting or correct his course of action, and is it possible at all for him? How can he cope with the avamana or the dishonor or the insults? How can he cope with people who are envious around him? And finally, how can he pray to the Lord? Can he, who is filled with, his own heart is filled with lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, envy. As nicely told by Manmohan Prabhu yesterday, how envy includes the predecessor like that. Can such a person who has got all these vices lurking in his heart, and can he still pray to the Lord? So, take a few moments to reflect on what are some of the hope-giving verses, concepts, themes that you will tell such a person who is on the street, who has lost everything, who had everything, has lost everything. Everyone thought Bhagavan class, I'll sit and relax. Okay, mic is ready. Whoever wants to start, you can share there. Where will you start?
I say he's praying to the Lord more than the people who are passing by.
He's praying to the Lord more than those who are passing by.
That's
okay.
Right.
So the impetus to pray is more, you're saying, when you're in the streets, when you're all by yourself, you've lost everything.
When you're down and out, you walk to be praying for God's help,
right,
as opposed to being in a situation where you're well off. Being in both situations, myself in my life, that's exactly how it goes. Once things are okay, it's easy to forget. Once things are bad, you're close to God. If you have to change your situation, like in my situation at the moment, There's no joy once you've achieved, then you're a mouse on the wheel again. So, you know, you're always looking for God's help to relieve you from the conflicts that you can't escape. Even when things are good, you can't escape.
The deep philosophical points coming there. That's exactly what was described in the purports earlier. Even if a man has everything, he still can't be happy. Now the situation, he doesn't have anything, still he is unhappy. John, isn't it?
Yeah.
John saying, use this as an inspiration to pray to the Lord. The reversals that you face, the situation that you're in, the position that you are in is the most conducive situation for you to turn towards the Lord and pray to Him. It's a very nice perspective.
Can we read the pastime of Sudama from
Krishna? Ego. Yes, why not? He can relate to Sudama. Why? Because Sudama is in that same state. Very good point. What's your name, Madhuri?
Anusha.
Anusha. So the crucial point is making that connection with that person who is in that particular state is by describing a similar person in the pastimes of the Lord or from the Bhagavatam. Of course, it's from the Bhagavatam. And see how he can relate to it, and then how the Lord's mercy is able to uplift such a person. From there we can introduce the concepts of how a person who is lost everything, who doesn't have any wealth, no relatives, still he can turn towards the Lord, and the Lord is willing to help him by the process of selfless service to the Lord. But at the moment, the person may argue that I don't have anything to offer to the Lord, what can I offer? So Bhakti Yoga tradition gives you, you don't have to offer heaps of gold, very costly items, only then the Lord will accept. What does the Lord say? Patram. Hold it. So the person on the streets, Prabhupada explains in that section that even a poor man can offer a cup of water to the Lord. It doesn't cost much. But what is important is offered with love and devotion. Thank you for that. So we can introduce the principle of hope that even if you have lost everything, you can still connect to the Lord through a proper spiritual teacher who will give you the process whereby you can start where you are, you can do what you can, and then connect to the Lord, starting from the point that you are in. Okay? Anyone in else has any other points? Yes?
Can we relate to when the Pandavas were in the forest?
Exactly. Very good. Pandavas is what I was thinking, and Surabhi, no.
Sibya.
Sibya, spot on. Without wealth, does not have proper home, no bed, no sitting place, no proper family enjoyment. Matches with whom? As Shreya said, in the forest, the Pandavas have a proper place where they are enjoying, where they are sitting nicely in couches, in beds. They didn't have anything, but they had the Lord in their heart, and there was hope that the Lord will protect. Avashya Rakshive Krishna Vishwasha Palan. So, my dear Lord, you will protect me despite the calamity that I'm in. In fact, Mother Kunti prays, Vata Santuta Shashvata Tatra Tatra Jagatguru Bhavato Darshanam Yatsyat Apunar Bhava Darshanam. Let those calamities come again and again so that we can take shelter of you. So when I see you, I no longer see misfortune. So, very strong point. As you are able to relate to the person in the state they are in, these great personalities who, one is the son of Dharmaraj himself, one is the son of Indra. When Bhishma Dev is consoling Yudhishthira Maharaj, he will say, you had everything. You were the son of Dharmaraj himself, and Partha Gandivam Chaiva, he is the holder of a great weapon, and Bhima. Still, you had reversals in your life. Why? Sarvam Kala Kritam Manye. It's all the factor of time. So from there they rose with the help of the Lord, with the guidance of the Lord, and they were able to regain everything back because they were following the will of the Lord. At that time, the crucial point Bhishma Dev will say is Vipra Dharma Achyuta Ashrayaha. Take shelter of the advice of the Brahmanas, follow Dharma principles. Dharmam, when you raksha, when you protect Dharma, Dharma will protect you later on. And finally, Achyuta, Vipra Dharma Achyuta Ashraya. So they took shelter of the Lord in those crucial times. And my dear suffering soul in the streets, you can also take shelter of the Lord. You can offer whatever you have to the Lord with love and devotion, and you can use your situation as a fuel for progressing towards spiritual life. Failures as fuels. Yeah, that was the word I was looking for. Use your failures as a fuel to inspire you to get closer to the Lord. Yes, Gauran has got his hand up. Prayers can this person who is in the most degraded situation, his senses are not controlled, it's pulling him in each direction, he's not able to control his lust, his eyes are blinded by the lust he has towards his wife, he is surrounded by envious people, who are like the noise of the cricket. His friends don't help him. At that time, what sort of prayer can he sing? Is 7939. My dear Lord of Vaikuntha planets, when there is no anxiety, my mind is extremely sinful and lusty. Being sometimes so-called happy and sometimes so-called distressed. My mind is full of lamentation and fear, and it always seeks more and more money. Thus, it has become polluted and is never satisfied in topics concerning you. I am therefore most fallen and poor. In such a status of life, how shall I be able to discuss your activities? Thanks for making that connection as to how this particular person, the prayers, of course Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahabhava, he is one of the Mahajans. Out of compassion, he takes the role of a conditioned soul whose senses are uncontrolled, whose mind is uncontrolled, and he is hankering after wealth, sometimes happy, sometimes distressed, lamentation, fear, and polluted. That's how we saw the polluted vision of the living entity in the beginning. Karmadruk can see only what is beneficial for me, now what can I enjoy? So let's recite the prayer. Naitan manastava katasu vikuntanata. Sampriyate durita dushtam asadu tibram. Kamaturam harsha shoka bayai shasham shanatam. Tasmin katam tava gatim vimrishami dhinah. Dina, who am most fallen and poor. So the next verse is also most fitting, I felt. 7940. My dear Lord, O infallible one, my position is like that of a person who has many wives, all trying to attract him in their own way. For example, the tongue is attracted to palatable dishes, the genitals to sex with an attractive woman, and the sense of touch to contact with soft things. The belly, although filled, still wants to eat more and more. And the ear, not attempting to hear about you, is generally attracted to cinema songs. The sense of smell is attracted to yet another sight. The restless eyes are attracted to the scenes of sense gratification. And the active senses are attracted elsewhere. In this way, I am certainly embarrassed. I am certainly embarrassed. Here you can see how Prahlad Maharaj is describing exactly the plight of a living entity going to the forest of material existence. How his senses are pulling him in each direction. It's controlled to that of many wives. So relationship demands time. Relationship with a husband or wife demands time. So senses are like that. They demand time by promising some attraction, which is actually temporary and false. So, in that condition, Shravanam Kutaschit, how can I hear about your topics? Is described as Sapatnya Bhavahya Sapatnya Iva Deha Patim Yunanti Geha Patim, a householder. Lunanti. So everything is described as Shravanam, Chapaladruk, Grahana, smelling, Karma Shakti, active senses. Now it is the same Prahlad Maharaj who will give you the solution as well by Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam. What else? So, the same things that are taking you awakened bring you back to the Lord when applied properly under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master. And this is what has to be given as a solution to the person suffering in the material forest of material existence, and he can pray following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Now that the theme of prayers is being brought up, the another prayer that came to my mind is from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.35, which is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This again exactly matches the current state in which the living soul is in. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.16, but it's originally from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.35. O my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of my lusty desires. Now we saw the living entity is being harassed by his boss and harassed by his own material senses. Now this prayer clearly tells what is the result of serving those senses. Although I have rendered these desires so much service, they have not shown me any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I even desired to give them up. O my Lord, O head of Yadu dynasty, Yadupati, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened, and now I am giving them up. Recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened and now I am giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires. And now I come to you to surrender myself. Now I come to you to surrender myself at your lotus feet. Kindly, kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. That's the another prayer which the living entity who is suffering can pray like that. So if you have loaded that prayer, you can read and recite. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22.16. Kamadinam Katina Katita Palita Durnidesha. Tesham jata mayina karuna na drupa na no pashanti hi.
Tesham jata mayina karuna na drupa na pashanti
hi. Utsrit jatan ata yadu pate samspartam labdha buddhis. Utsrit jatan ata त्वाम् आयतः शरणमभयं मां नियुङ्क्ष्वात्मदास्ये. सो त्वाम् आयतः शरणम्. As John pointed out, this is the most conducive time for this living entity to take shelter of the Lord. Don't wait for anything else. It can't, you can't go lower than this. But this is the most conducive time for you to become spiritually surcharged and awakened and take the shelter of the Lord, who gives you abhayam, abhayam sarvata tasmai. Dadhami yetat vratam mama. That's the promise of Lord Ramachandra. Abhayam. So, Prahlad Maharaj, another set of prayers, he will say, Narasimha Padam Ichchata Akutho Bhayam. It will come in the this canto only, 518. So the point is ichchata akuto bhayam iti. So the that which you are seeking, fearlessness, security, shelter, that the Lord is providing, and this is the most conducive time for you to take shelter. Because we touched upon Lord Ram and seen that the word Abhayam, I quoted that Abhayam sarvada tasmai dadhami etat vratam sakrit eva prapanno. Yes. Even if once you come and surrender prapanna, from today, my Lord, I am yours. Tavasmi tiche yachate. If one comes to Lord, even if Ravana comes to me and tells that from today, I am yours, my Lord, please protect, I will protect him. Abhayam sarvata tasmai. Lord Ram is the Maryada Purushottam. He, when he gives a vow, it's like a word written on the rock. He keeps. Unlike our Krishna, he breaks it for a higher purpose. So, Abhayam sarvata tasmai dadhami yetat vratam mama. It is my word, take my word that such a person I will protect. So, in the 19th chapter of this canto, Prabhupada translates Param Bhagavata Hanuman. When giving the word meaning, he says His Grace Hanumanji. Param Bhagavata, His Grace Hanumanji. So, in that tract of land, this Parama Bhagavata Hanuman will offer prayers to his most dear Lord, Lord Ram. Let us see how this living entity who is suffering can take inspiration from those prayers and hope in the light. The way that the living entity can take hope is by comparing and contrasting his own situation with that of the qualities of the Supreme Lord, which is described in the prayers of Param Bhagavata, His Grace Hanuman Ji. The great devotee celebrated throughout the universe, Hanuman, His Grace Hanumanji. This is in 519.1. The chanting of this praise is extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Arishtishena, the chief person in Kim Purusha Varsha, yes, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. So, the qualities of Lord Ram are being described. Uttama Shlokaya, one who is always worshipped with selected verses. The verse is 519.3. Arya Lakshana Shila Vrataya, one who possesses all good qualities of advanced personalities. So this is where the living entity can contrast. My dear Lord Ram, you have all the good qualities of advanced personalities, whereas I am a person with no good qualities. Your senses are under your control, upasikshita atmanai. But whereas my senses are not under my control. Upasita lokaya, who is always remembered and worshipped by all different classes of living entities. But I have no time to remember you, because I have been dragged into this material existence. Sadhu Varda Nikashanaya, to the Lord who is like a stone for examining all the good qualities of a sadhu. If you want to cross-check the qualities of a sadhu, you cross-check with that of Lord Ramachandra. It's like the standard. Whereas where am I? All the bad qualities are in me, and dhina, adhama, no good qualities. And now I am caught up. This is where I am. This is how exalted you are. Brahmanya Devaya, who is worshipped by the most qualified Brahmanas. I have no qualification to worship you, my Lord. You are worshipped by the most qualified Brahmanas. And they chant Purusha Shukta prayers. I have been attracted to all these cinema songs, mundane songs. How can I chant all those Purusha Shukta prayers? You are the Supreme King. But still, there is hope, as Hanumanji will explain in the set of prayers that are coming up. The Lord is uncontaminated by the material nature, whereas the living entity now is fully entangled, hand bound, legs, arms bound, everything is bound by the material nature. But one thing that a living entity can relate is, at one stage, my dear Lord Ram, you were also bereft of your family, you were also bereft of the wealth, you were also bereft of the palace, and you were also surrounded by people who were envious of you. You also took the words of the harsh words. Dear Lord, you also cried when your wife was taken away from you. In that sense, my dear Lord, I can relate to you. You are described in this set of prayers, my Lord, as the most intimate friend. And that gives me hope. And this hope-giving verse prayer that I said is from now, the translation of which goes like this. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Ramachandra. So living at this stage, he doesn't have aristocratic family, he would have lost his beauty by now, no eloquence, can't speak, no intelligence, not born in a superior race, still one can establish friendship with the Lord. So Hanuman is saying, otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest, not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends. Na janmanu na mahato na saubhagam nava na buddhir na pratistosha hetu tairyat vishishtam abhinova naukashas chakara sakye bata lakshmanam rajah. Then how does this living entity connect himself with the Lord? That is given in the next prayer. Therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, a man or a creature other than a man, such as beast or bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. There is no need for great austerities or penances to worship the Lord, for he accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus he is satisfied, and as soon as he is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Ramachandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead. The key point is, he accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. You don't have to be a demigod, man with eloquence, beauty. This conditioned soul at this stage is bereft of all of that. Still, as discussed earlier, a cup of water, a leaf, a fruit, whatever he gets, if he offers that in that precarious condition to the Lord, The Lord accepts it. And when the Lord is satisfied, yasmin tushte jagat tushta. Then with the strength of the prayers and the mercy of the Lord, the senses which are uncontrolled, going in every direction, that will slowly come under control. So this is the best way of giving hope. And these are some of the sections of the Bhagavatam that can be read, as nicely brought out by all of you. Few other sections that came to my mind, very specific to the shortcomings which the living entity is facing in this particular verse, is greed, excess of greed, and his propensity to cheat, steal. I many times quote this Hargrej Narayan Mataji preparing a list of the demons in Krishna's Leela and what anarthas they represent. She thinks she compared it from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Chaitanya Shikshamrita and Sri Krishna Samhita, which she handed out in Sydney during one of her presentations. So, from that, what I found is the propensity to steal another's property and speaking lies, that can be overcome by reading the pastime of the killing of Vyomasura. Killing of Vyomasura helps one protect from their lower nature of stealing others, speaking lies. And this is exactly one of the problems which the conditioned living entity is facing in this particular verse. And the second help that can be given to the living entity from Lord Krishna's pastimes by making them read Krishna book is through the pastime of Vatsasura, which deals with greed for mundane sense gratification. Greed for mundane sense gratification, which is the cause for this particular living entity at this stage to suffer. Only if that greed for sense gratification is not there, you would not even enter the forest of material existence and go through all the trials and tribulations. So, giving up bad association can also be achieved by hearing the Vatsasura pastime. Giving up childish, mischievous mentality, that also can be overcome by reading the pastime of Krishna killing Vatsasura. This, I felt, is addressing all the sides of the problem of the living entity who is in the streets, who has lost everything, and we are addressing the root cause of it. And this, I felt, is a comprehensive way of dealing. Of course, we give them free food. Our dynamic preachers like Manmohan Prabhu will hand them a pack of food. Various dynamic book distributors like Mahalakshmi Mataji and the team, they will hand him a Krishna book. So it's so at this point when he's in streets, what goes first, what appeals to them first will be the food rather than the philosophy. That's how I wanted to start off, but because I opened it up. So you give them food and make them at ease, then give them hope from various aspects as we discussed, and then help them address the root cause of their particular problem for which the solution is there in Lord Krishna's pastime. And that's one of my dream projects, I would say, is to have these pastimes of the Lord compiled in a proper way and then given to people in the form of an app or some way, shape or form, that if you give them that, okay, I'm, at the moment I'm overcome by greed or anger or lust or cheating propensity, what should I read, what should I do now, it's there with them, and they can click and hear the recitation of Krishna book or recitation of the shlokas that are relating to the killing of that particular demon, and when they hear that, they get purified. So and this I feel will help devotees who are going out and preaching, especially dealing with people from lower consciousness. They can make use of this particular section of Krishna book and then this particular utility. Alright, I'll conclude there. If anyone has got more ideas to preach, they can share that. Vishnu had his hand up sometime before.
Regarding the question of how will you console a person who is on the street, drop of everything. So initially you can console him by saying
you have to turn it on.
He is not the only person who is alone, who is suffering in this world. You can explain that everyone is suffering. This is what the Prabhupada purport says.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world is suffering.
Yeah.
They are not living peacefully. which where we can quote the Shloka Dukkhale Mahashwati.
Yeah.
So that he'll be injured with everyone is also suffering, everyone is suffering.
Yeah, so the design is like that, that it is made for you to suffer. And the hope giving verses I thought from Bhagavad Gita, or the, of course, the Patram Pushpam is there. The fourth chapter, 36th verse talks about even the most sinful of the person, he takes on this boat of transcendental knowledge, he can be delivered. In that particular purport, Prabhupada describes the blazing forest of material existence, the ocean of nescience. Even if you are considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over, you will be able to cross over the ocean of miseries. That's a hope-giving verse, I thought.
Then you can explain that how the Lord is a supreme benefactor.
Yes.
Because he's been cheated by his relatives, friends, family members, everyone. So he might not have trust on anyone in this world. So we can explain him how the Lord will be the ultimate benefactor, and he's the one who will not cheat the living in
him.
So by that way, he will be consoled.
Yes.
So that idea of getting one app, that's a really good idea, because you already have many things. Prabhupada's lectures come by title, and Siksha Amrita is also there, so I think that's a really wonderful way to go. And if we include Bhagavatam, etc., then it's like a devotion, you know.
I need help. If some devotees are good in that, I have compiled the list of pastimes and their respective Falasuti of that, and then I've also compiled the Falasuti of different chapters of Bhagavad Gita. When you read this, what do you get? I have them in documents. One devotee from Bhakta Bhavan, Sachin, he helped me to convert the image to a document. I have it. So, yes, devotees are willing to help.
What is dying on lust and greed, so that's something that would be most relevant. And regarding this question that you asked about how to preach to him, I was thinking also of Navakura and Mahindra past time.
Yeah.
Because they had everything and they lost everything as well. So when that being image, that may give them really nice, like, people cursing them. There's a really nice description in Krishna book as well, where he says how people who have this are addicted to wine, but when in that sense, the one who's bereft of everything is more likely to take up Krishna consciousness, because the saintly person will, the poor person will allow saintly person to come into his presence, but the rich man won't. And in fact, goes in line with Bhagavad Gita, which says four types of people surrender to the, come to the world. So actually, he's actually in a fortunate position. And also, how I can't remember where this is from, so I was wanting to ask if anyone can help. Someone says how, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that chapter 7, verse number 4, no, 6, after whom we are born, Apara and Apara energy. So the jiva is the superior energy. So actually, he's homeless, but actually, we're all homeless, because as long as we're not with Krishna, we're actually a foreign element in this world. So that's actually spoken by someone, I can't remember who, maybe you should know, I can't remember.
What did Yudhishthira Maharaj speak? Like, what is the context?
That
everyone is...
As long as, or maybe Krishna has some, as long as not Krishna, we're all home.
But it's, even if you don't know the source, but it's good to relate those points which appeal to them at that particular stage and connect to them, and that's the crucial point which you brought out nicely. Thank you. So, as you see that the pastimes of the Lord are there and the instructions of the saintly persons are also there, and the one who is poor is more likely to get. So, but that's a very strong point. And about Dhruva Maharaj, I was about to mention, he can be given as an inspiration for one who also got insulted, also got dishonored, but he took the help of a spiritual master, Narad Muni, applied the process, and after having attained it, he says that, I don't have any desires, I don't need anything else because you are there right in front of me. Stana Bilashi, I approached you for some material benefits, but now the desire is gone. Tvam Praptavam Deva Nindra Guhyam. For obtaining the material benefits, I approached you, but now you are there, you are like the diamond, I was looking for broken pieces of glasses. That is also a way of inspiring a person who is insulted, who lost everything, doesn't have a place to go to, goes to the forest, but guided by a spiritual teacher, then he takes up, then he gets his wealth, everything back. So that also can be used. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very much enjoyed your presentation. Thank you. So, one aspect of helping someone who is down and out, having lost everything that they had, family, friends, house, wealth, prestige, I think the session of Avanti Brahmana is also quite relevant, because he was also very well placed, respectable, money, everything, people looking up to him. One element that I think we can include in helping such a person is to help them come out of the blame mentality, blame game. Because of when this happened, because of this, I am in this position. Because the mind gets caught up in that wheel, you can't think higher. So that prayer is there. Nayam jano me sukha dukha hetu na devatatma kriya karma kala mana param karana mananti samsara chakram tari. That nobody else, not these people, not my mind, not fate, not this, it is just my mind which is the cause of distress or happiness. So I need to work on that level. And that means to take responsibility for oneself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you can't blame others, you can't blame your circumstance, your relatives, your own body, your astrological position of the stars. Not the demigods. People, it's all the person up there, it's his fault. Na deva tatma griha, house, time is against me. But it's the mind, mana, mind is the param karma, the root cause. So that is the essence of the prayer. Yeah. It's also another way of. We'll conclude here. Grantharashima Bhagavatam ki jaya, Sri Prabhupada ki jaya.